I'm broadcasting to you live on CITR 101.9 FM at UBC, which broadcasts across the unceded, traditional, and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Hope you enjoy the show.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
You're listening to Songs with Friends.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Songs with Friends. I'm your host, Daniel. And today is a very special Songs with Friends episode. It's someone who isn't necessarily in CITR, but they've been on another show of mine before. Really excited to have them here. One of my newer friends. They're amazing. She's great. She is doing a weird little dance right now in the studio. I'm, of course, talking about Samika, or as her friends call her, Sam. Sam, say hello.
Hello
to the people.
Oh my God. I'm so excited to be here. It's an honor, truly.
Thank
you. I never
thought
I would make it this far, but here I am.
Here you are. Don't let your dreams just be dreams. You made it.
Hell yeah.
Do you want people to know you this episode as Ooh. Samika or as Sam? What would you?
Sam is perfect.
Sam is perfect.
I did not mind that at all. But okay. If you would like to know, my name is Samika.
Yes.
But I go by Sam.
Go by Sam. Okay.
Hello.
What should the people know about you before we dive into your songs?
In terms of music, I never considered how unique people's music tastes were until I got to UBC, actually. And it opened a whole new horizon for me, and I'm very grateful. So this upcoming playlist is a lot of influences from my friends at UBC, and also like more of a nostalgic vibe from back home.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Okay.
Get ready.
Okay, let's get into the first song then. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your connection to this song first, and then maybe we can talk about our shared connection
Definitely.
To this song.
Okay, so this band, which I feel like a lot of you people know, is called Men I Trust.
Yes.
They are a Canadian indie band from Quebec. And I love their music. I love the fact that they're not only primarily indie, but also like have a lot of jazz influence.
Funk.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. We saw them live in concert last night at the Orpheum,
yes.
Which is an absolutely beautiful theater.
Very beautiful theater.
Yeah.
Wish I could say the same for all the concert goers.
Oh, yeah.
But tell the people why we were so irritated.
So primarily their music is very chill, laid back, something you
lounge to.
Yeah, exactly. But obviously some of the music is more upbeat, more dancey, something you want to like jam to.
Yeah.
And there were songs where I wanted to get up from my seat
you
and
jam.
Danny and I were like, we got
to
get up for this
you
one.
You wanted to groove. We wanted to groove.
We wanted to groove. That was the plan as well.
Yeah.
And then, dun,
and
dun,
then,
dun,
dun, dun.
Then the crowd,
they were,
oh my God,
we got
chased down by the crowd of Orpheum.
We got shot. They were shooting their guns at us. They were like, please sit down.
Yeah.
Like, we can't see. Which, I mean, I can empathize with not being able to see.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it's an easily solvable problem. The seats were slanted.
Yes.
So you stood up as well.
Maybe
Which,
that
you know,
can solve
what
the problem.
People do at a concert, yeah.
Yeah, that's a then good point. People do stand up in concerts, but apparently not last night.
It's not an uncommon practice.
So Daniel and I were absolutely fuming.
Fuming a bit.
At the concert goers. But then at the end, I was like, I'm done with this, Daniel. We got to get up. So we
you
got up
for
the last
for
few
sure.
songs. And then everyone got up. And I was like, why couldn't we do this before?
The whole time, yeah. But it was a great experience. Men I Trust, they were great.
So good.
The guy on the guitar doing like the little jazz solo. So good.
And then obviously Emmanuel Proulx, the lead singer, was...
Actually didn't know
that was her
name.
She sounded better live.
Yeah,
me neither.
She sounded better live, yeah.
So good.
Especially when she would like jump out of her like usual like local register. I was like, damn, girl.
A great you go voice. Off. Truly gifted. Well, this
anything else you
want to
say about Seven? Why Seven?
Seven. I love Seven because it has a lot of jazz influence in it. And I love instrumentals. I love jazz. I love the sound of like the violin, the sax, all of those. If any song has that, I'm immediately hooked.
Yes.
And Seven turns out to be one of the more instrumental songs. Mm-hmm. And it's just, a great song. Objectively a great song.
Objectively a great song. Yeah. If you don't like it, you're wrong and dumb.
Yeah, you're stupid.
You're stupid. This is Seven by Men I Trust, and hope you enjoy.
Start the conversation about accessibility. Access Day is coming up on May 18th. Because accessibility can mean many different things to each person, it's important to continue these conversations about accessibility. By listening to experiences that others encounter and how to make spaces more inclusive by making sure they're accessible for people with unique abilities.
This year for Access Day, happening on May 18th, we want to speak about accessibility in performance. Whether it's as a musician, acting, dancing, sharing experiences and learning about others' unique abilities is important to create safe spaces for everyone. Make sure to tune in on May 18th for content related to accessibility.
The Vancouver Abilities Expo is back on May 18th, brought to you by the Disability Foundation and hosted by Connector Society. The Abilities Expo brings together exhibitors, vendors, resources, guest speakers, and more to enrich the well-being and connectedness of the disability community. This year's theme is Adventure Awaits and features over 45 disability-focused exhibitors. Whether you're looking for adaptive activities to join the summer, inclusive travel opportunities, or resources to help you live life to the fullest with a disability, there's something for everyone. Presentations by Real Talk Sexual Health Education, Rick Hansen Foundation, and Fable Pathways. There will also be an interactive room where you can meet the assistance dogs from Leash of Hope, check out a trail rider, and even try your hand at wheelchair basketball. Join us on Thursday, May 18th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Roundhouse Community Center in Yaletown, Vancouver to find out what adventures await you.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Songs with Sam, Songs with Friends, Songs with me, Daniel, your host. Great vibes in the studio. We're caffeinated. The sun is out. We're feeling groovy because we just heard Seven by Men I Trust that we also heard live last night with like an insane solo we were talking about.
Yeah, the extended solo by the guitarist was absolutely nuts. It makes me so mad that people have such talents.
I know, but we can, you know what?
But we can enjoy it.
We can enjoy
which
it.
Which we love. Did. We yeah. did. If we could stand up.
If we could stand. If we were
but
able
we
to
did.
Stand.
It was amazing. Best auditory experience of
it
my
was
life,
really
honestly.
Good audio, yeah. And it wasn't too loud because usually I need earplugs.
That's true. Like, it was perfect.
We're good, yeah. So we probably shouldn't talk about Men I Trust for the rest of
I
the hour.
I'll get more and more like angry and also like passionate. So yeah, let's move on.
We're
going to
be like a pool of tears if we keep going. So let's move on. Tell me a little bit about this next artist, this next song, because I don't think I know this song. I don't think I know this one.
Okay, well, wow, where do I start? This next artist is, they're legends, definitely.
Yeah.
They are legends in the music industry. They've influenced music for generations. The first song I heard by them was, this band is called, drumroll, boom, 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 Fleetwood Mac.
That was a terrible drumroll.
Well, Fleetwood Mac. So the first time I heard Fleetwood Mac was on the car ride from like my grandparents' house back home. My dad has this playlist for night rides and he just has like The Eagles, Scorpions, Fleetwood Mac,
wow. Were those
Queen.
The big bands of his time?
Yes.
Okay.
The 70s and 80s rock bands he absolutely loved. So he had this whole playlist on his drive back. And one of the songs was Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, a classic. And I absolutely loved the song. But for some reason, I was like, yeah, this is a great song. But I never like really heard put myself out there and to try to hear more songs by them until maybe like 5-6 years ago. And
why then? Do you know?
Sorry?
Why like the sudden?
There was, I think it was Stevie Nicks. She's the lead singer of Fleetwood Mac. I absolutely loved her voice.
She's a queen.
I loved the instrumentals of Fleetwood Mac. I loved. Like the lyricism was such a big thing, like was such a dominating feature of the band because, well, the band itself had so much like internal drama, like a lot of like affairs and just like the classic sex, drugs, and
Daisy
rock and
Jones
roll.
And the Six based off
oh, yes. Pasta? Yes. Exactly.
Oh,
well,
okay.
I would say definitely like that's the vibe that Fleetwood Mac were in reality. And yeah, so. This album, Rumours, by Fleetwood Mac, is probably one of my favorite albums ever. And there's this one song by them that is my favorite song, I would say, ever. Mm-hmm. I would say the best lyrics I've ever heard. This is primarily sung and written by Stevie Nicks. And it's about a song about heartbreak and growing. And
not to cut you off, but I think this looks like it's from their self-titled.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it?
Well, maybe.
That would make, okay.
But continue.
Okay,
sorry.
Sounds good. Yeah, so from their self-titled album, Rumours is my favorite album, though.
Okay.
But Landslide by Fleetwood Mac is the next song, and it's my favorite song ever. And yeah, enjoy.
Okay.
Hopefully you won't break down in tears after hearing
I'll
it.
I'll try not to. We've put like a tarp on the floor
yes.
in case either of us start to...
drowning in our tears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you got a bucket by you wherever you're listening. Here's Landslide by Fleetwood Mac.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills. Till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my
The 22nd edition of DOXA Documentary Film Festival returns May 4th to May 14th, 2023. Committed to cultivating curiosity and critical thought, DOXA will present both short and feature films from across Canada and around the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, DOXA is once again returning to local theaters. The in-person festival will include live conversations with filmmakers as well as industry-specific events. The festival program will be announced soon. Visit doxafestival.ca for more information.
Either you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Songs with Friends. This is our very special episode, like every week, because it's Songs with Sam. That was amazing. Men I Trust should have went home night and let us perform.
Yeah, we should have been the closers.
We should have been the closers, the main event.
Oh, yeah.
So you just heard Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. I feel like I've heard some of that song from, like, movies, which is kind of embarrassing.
Oh, probably, honestly. Yeah. The line... I've been afraid of changing because I've built my life around you is my favorite line from any song ever. It's such a beautiful line. And the first time I heard it, I was like, wow.
Yeah, that was really good. I feel like I've heard it in like the sad or like...
that would add up.
You know, like the bittersweet scene from a movie. But it was really calming. Now we're going to switch gears.
Hell yeah.
Turn up the heat.
Woo-woo!
Turn up the energy. Tell us a little bit about this artist.
Okay, well... Shout out Kat, my roommate, who's been on the show before.
Yes.
We love Kat. Hope you're enjoying Indonesia,
Kat. Yes, enjoy your Indonesian excursion.
She introduced me to this techno duo. French techno duo. And I first heard the song when I went to visit her in the south of France last year.
Ooh, which we may be doing.
Which we may be doing this year again.
Let's put it out
if
into
we
the
have,
universe.
If I have the means for it.
If we have the funds.
And this is The Blaze. I just love their music because it's feel good, fun.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, and that's pretty much it.
That's all you need to know.
Juvenile by The Blaze.
This is Juvenile by The Blaze.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Yes. Hope those laces are tied tight.
Laces should be tied. Double knot.
Double knotted. Enjoy.
Thank you.
You're listening to Songs with Friends on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard, which hopefully was a smooth fade out, was Juvenile by The Blaze. Kat and... Sorry? Oh, okay. We're good. you said that our friend Kat introduced you to The Blaze. You were both at like the festival or whatever.
No,
right?
I was not. Kat, I think Kat went to the festival like a while ago.
Oh, okay.
So no, I would have loved to be there, but no.
I'm mixing up friendship stories.
All good.
Bad. Tell us a little bit about the next song, because it is an artist that we both love. It's an artist that we both, I don't know if you've seen him, but I like really want to see him, especially because
I would love to.
I had not one, but two back-to-back opportunities to see him.
What
was a
wrong?
Little baby, and I was like, I'm busy. Like, I have to catch up. I'm
lame.
Tired, blah, blah, blah. But tell us a little bit about your connection to him.
I mean, Boiler Room, 2010. YouTube video changed my life.
Yes.
Also, this is Kate Renata's Boiler Room video.
Also from Canada.
Montreal. From Montreal as well. So many good artists from Montreal. Maybe Kate Renata and Manitra should collab. Wouldn't that be crazy?
I was thinking, I feel like Kate Renata would make such a good remix so many Manitra songs.
Pitching the idea. If anyone's listening, maybe Manitra has the radio on right now.
Yeah. Manitra, if you're still in Vancouver. Emmanuel, if you're listening, if you're still in Vancouver and you're listening to CITR right now, please collaborate with Kate Renata.
Please.
We will crowdfund it. We will campaign for you.
We will. CITR will raise funds.
Yeah. I think more fans should do that.
Yeah.
Campaign for two artists to collab.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Anyways, Kate Renata. The first time I saw this, it was this video was recommended to me on my YouTube page. And I was like, ooh, let's check it out.
Yes.
And this is probably the most hilarious Boiler Room video in the history of Boiler Room.
Yeah.
Because every character in that in that video is like a little
different, a little goofy.
Yeah, a little way. They're all like Sims. Mm-hmm. They all have a different life story. I'm sure they're doing great now. One of the people in that video was Shaylia, who's collaborated on a bunch of Kitchenada songs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fun fact, she's the one on the right going, like, doing those little groovy moves.
With her hands.
But this song came out very recently, actually. It's one of his newer songs.
Yeah, why'd you choose this one?
Well, I always listen to Kate Renata. I was like, yeah, great, great artist, great DJ. And then this EP came out, and I was like, wow,
what
did you add in this?
What did you put?
He's just sprinkled something in there, and
gave
I was like,
kick.
Addicted. This is a song with her, who's also a great artist.
Yeah.
Beautiful voice. And I think just like the collaboration between the both of them.
Just makes sense. It made you think like, why haven't they collaborated
before? Yeah, exactly. And
well,
also
I guess I think.
It was the best gift. I think they have.
On her album. On hers album.
On her. Yeah, but this is like one of the best collaborations ever.
It's a hit.
Okay.
Should we play it?
This is also a Dancy song, so tie them laces back up.
Tie them laces back up. Eyes on the road, of course, if you're driving, but let yourself
safe.
Wiggle a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggle that tush. This is Intimidated by Kate Renata and her. Hope you enjoy.
Before summer, don't tell me.
was Intimidated by Catronata and her amazing track. So catchy.
So good.
So good. So groovy. I love that song. We were dancing in the stew while it was playing.
Yeah.
I believe this one is also, this next one is also groovy, but in a different way.
Yes.
Tell us
in
a little bit about it.
More instruments, more jazz,
more classy.
It is a live recording. It's from one of the live concerts. So that they it also adds like they're like talking a bit. It's kind of like hyping up the crowd. So this band is called Bad Bad Not Good.
Which is a very good band.
They are coming to Vancouver June 29th for the Vancouver International Jazz Festival. This is not a paid sponsorship.
But Bad Bad Not Good,
if you're listening, give my CICR friends free tickets.
Yes.
Because
please, we love you.
We love you so much.
We adore you.
Yeah.
Actually, I know a guy in Toronto who worked at a thrift store, and his best friend, I think his friend's name is like Felix, his friend like performs with Bad Bad Not
Good.
Oh
my God.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I don't think he's in like the
what
core
a small
group,
world.
But he like performs.
Okay,
them.
Yeah.
Because they're from Canada as
Another Canadian. Wow, I'm really plugging the Canadian bands here.
Really are.
But they're so talented. They're from Toronto.
Yeah.
And I think they started this band in college.
Oh,
I'm not
wow.
sure which college, but it was started out with like the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are huge.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Do you remember
so
how
talented.
You found them?
NPR Tiny Desk.
Oh.
They perform. And also they have a song called Time Moves Slow, which is such a popular song.
Time moves
Running
slow.
Away is easy.
And there's that whole like TikTok. That was beautiful.
Really?
It's
a TikTok.
School
yeah. That this is my announcement. Sorry,
yes.
Dad. Sorry, Mom.
School over. Yeah.
Bad, bad, not good. I'm
trash.
Gonna join Bad, bad, not good.
Yeah, join them. Just show up.
Yeah.
Pull up to their,
pull
their
up
dorms.
Yeah. yeah.
Why did you choose this song?
Because again, this is one of my, this is just like a shout out to my love for jazz, my love for instrumentals. I just it when you listen to the song, you can like feel the passion they're putting into the performance. It's kind of like they're this is gonna probably gonna sound weird, but like making love to the instruments because they sound so like
passionate.
You can feel that passion
like the
through this performance.
And the, you feel the force they're hitting.
Yeah, and
with.
They're just so talented. This is a great tune for. It's like you could listen to it at night. In the summer while driving around, when you're a little, having a little sundown in the evening, I want to get up and dance.
Yes.
This is a song for every mood.
A Putty Boy Strut, if you
it's
will.
It's called Putty Boy Strut live version. Let's
Hope
go.
You enjoy.
Hell yeah. Song's called Putty Boy Strut.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Songs of Friends. I think this is our 10th episode, which is kind of a momentous
congratulations.
Occasion. Thank you. This is Songs with Sam. Sam brought for us the amazing song you just heard, which was Putty Boy Strut, the live version by Bad Bad Not Good. I don't really know what Putty Boy means, but I'd say I'm...
Should we look it up?
I was about to call myself a putty boy who was strutting, but I don't know if it's a good thing or not, so I don't know if I should call myself that.
Loading is a figure in a work of art depicted as a chubby male child, usually naked and sometimes winged.
You know what? I had a crazy childhood, so... At one point, I probably was a putty boy.
Were you a chubby male child who was usually naked and sometimes winged?
You know what? In the right circumstances, yes.
Okay, so we are putty boy strutting.
Yeah,
I definitely was as well.
Unlocked a lot of childhood memories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the next song.
Okay.
Alabama Shakes, which I feel like quite a few of our friends enjoy.
I'm sure.
Or at least the lead singer, but I'll let you delve into it.
So this is Alabama Shakes. They're kind of like a soul. What genre would I put them in? I would say like, again, very instrumental, kind of rock, soul.
Yeah, I'd say like rock soul vibes.
Yeah, and they are a band that was formed in like the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. They are unfortunately not a band anymore, but the lead singer is Brittany Howard, who is absolutely iconic and has won many Grammys for her solo work as well.
Clean.
Yeah, and Alabama Shakes, I would say they're like more blues rock, southern rock, which is like kind of like deviates from my usual music. Like, I love rock, but southern rock is something that deviates from my usual music taste.
It's a little bit more of like a twang,
country
vibe,
I would say. Yeah. But it just, there's something about the song. The intro of the song is my favorite thing.
I love it.
Whenever I recommend somebody this band, I always tell them to listen to this song first. Mm.
Have you seen the movie Waves?
Yes.
Because they play it in Waves, right?
They also, this song?
I think so.
Maybe.
Am I wrong?
Maybe
honestly, the trailer?
They probably do, actually. Yeah. It's a great song for like movies backtracks as well. They also played another song by them called This Feeling in Fleabag, iconic scene where the priest is like, where Fleabag is...
I'm covering my ears because I haven't seen it.
Oh,
but
sorry.
But spoiler alert
Fleabag says,
I
love you,
old,
and the priest says, it will pass.
Spoiler alert.
Well, yeah, sorry, but
it's okay.
There's no context to that, so...
That is fine. I knew there was a priest in season two, but it doesn't matter. But yeah. I think Sound and Color ends... Waves, and I was like, this is the
wow.
best song to, like,
okay,
end this
maybe
film.
I do remember that. Okay,
yeah.
Well, this
we'll check while it's playing.
Yeah, enjoy the intro. Like, you'll feel like you are floating, so stay safe in the car.
Stay safe in the car. Hope you're strapped in. Hope you're
in
on
because
a
you will
road.
Float.
Hope you're on an anti-float road. This is Sound and Color by Alabama Shakes from their self-titled. Or no, not self-titled, by Sound and Color.
Yeah,
the album Sound
yes,
and Color.
Yeah.
This is the title track. Sorry. Anyway, enjoy.
Sound
Hello, you're listening to Songs of Friends. This is Songs with Sam. You just heard Sound and Color by Alabama Shakes. Woo, very calming song. I feel like I was ready to like lay back in the grass, maybe roll around a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Find a hill, just like throw myself down it. Super graceful. Yeah, absolutely barrel down that hill.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the next song? We're going to keep the groovy, chill vibes going.
Yes, I think, yeah, that is like, I didn't notice, but a lot of these songs are very groovy, chill vibes.
How would you describe your music taste, actually, now that we're...
Groovy, chill vibes.
Groovy, chill vibes.
A lot of instrumentals, a lot of like jazz. I love layered vocals, which is actually coming up in the next song.
Do you know
just feel good music, I would say.
Feel good music.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you know when you kind of like started finding music on your own, defining your own music taste, and it wasn't like your parents or friends?
Yeah,
that were,
that's a good question.
Like, dictating it?
I think, honestly, quite recently, I would say. Like, I think COVID was a time where I really got into making my Spotify playlists, and I was like, I just want to make playlists about what I'm feeling at this moment, which was extremely sad.
Shout out,
you know,
sadness.
Shout out, important sadness.
Emotion. Yeah.
Shout out, quarantine,
shout out
depression.
Quarantine. Yes.
Being stuck in a room really makes your juices flow.
Makes you go insane.
Yeah, I would say
the juices are
since
flowing.
Then, it was very, I would say my music taste was definitely extremely influenced by the people around me before that, and then I was just like, you know what, maybe I should just expand my horizons, like,
yeah,
just play whatever I want, listen to whatever I want. Yeah. And so I would say since
you have
then,
agency and freedom.
Yes, exactly. So I would say before that it was very one, like, straight edge, like very R&B, I would say. I love like SZA and Frank Ocean, who I obviously still love so much.
Yeah.
But they were like all I would listen to. And then my my parents' music. But I would definitely say I still have like my music taste is still influenced by that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've definitely like expanded into my own since like 2 years ago. And the next song is actually another, like, more nostalgic tune. This
I love
is
nostalgia.
Love a good nostalgic tune.
Yeah.
This is kind of like where my music taste and what my parents used to play at home while having a glass of wine collaborates. This is like
the
jazz,
but
also
the Venn diagram.
Exactly. This is like jazz influence, but also like very soul. This is Aretha Franklin, who is the queen of soul, Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
And obviously I heard this. I don't know when I first listened to her, but yeah, this is my favorite song by her, and it's a great song.
I'm taking my B-reel right now,
oh,
but everything you just
God.
Said, I was totally listening.
Well, yeah, I don't really know how to describe it. This is, again, one of the like more groovy songs by her, layered vocals, jazz-influenced, quite kind of romantic vibes.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's all I have to say about this tune, but
okay.
It's definitely like...
A good summary. I love Aretha Franklin. Love this song.
Queen.
Here's Daydreaming by the Queen, Aretha Franklin. May she rest in peace. This is from her album, Young, Gifted, and Black.
Care. He's the kind of guy that you give you every
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was a classic, Daydreamin' by Aretha Franklin, from her album Young, Gifted, and Black. This is Songs with Friends. Today's episode is Songs with Sam. Unfortunately, we've reached about the end of our episode, but fret not. We have one more song we're gonna play to send us off. And from what I understand, this next artist is your favorite. Like one of your favorite mm-hmm. artists, if not your favorite
yeah.
artist of all time.
Definitely.
Yeah. Tell yeah. us a little bit about them.
So this is Wolf Alice. They are, I would say, alternative rock. I initially loved this band because of the lead singer, Ellie Roswell, an absolute queen. She's like the only female in the band. She's the lead singer. And she writes a lot of the songs for them. They are very collaborative. They all write the songs together. The songs, a lot of their songs just talk about like day-to-day feelings, talks about anxiety, talks about love, talks about like having a crush on someone, talks about how you sometimes think that you'll never be loved or how love is maybe not meant for you. Yeah.
Deep.
Really, yeah, the lyrics are absolutely amazing. I would recommend listening to their most recent album, which is called Blue Weekend.
Yeah.
Blue Weekend. It's one of my favorite albums. Every song has such deep meaning to it. And this song is called, by them, is called How Can I Make It Okay? Question mark. The title is, I think it was one of the title tracks in the album, along with another song called Smile, which is very rock, and No Hard Feelings, which is very mellow and sad. Mm-hmm. So How Can I Make It Okay is about, this is like, again, one of my favorite songs ever. It's just about being there for a person while also not knowing how to be there for a person, and how... So when you see someone hurting, when you know they deserve more. I don't know if I necessarily like directly relate to the song, obviously, but it just makes, it's kind of like a feel good song. It comforts me a lot.
Yeah.
It's really well written. The instrumentals are amazing. It's just, and you can dance to it as well, because I think there's like a beat drop in the song where I think it's meant for you to let loose and just yell and scream. And I saw them live in concert in October last year, and they were absolutely amazing. And I sobbed and I cried, but
as
yeah,
you should.
Yeah. I don't know how I got into them. I think my other roommate Emily, shout out to her, made me listen to a song called "Don't Delete the Kisses" by them, which is their most popular song. Which talks about just like having a crush on someone. It's a very feel good, cute song. And then I just started listening to them from there.
So, yeah.
Any parting words? Thank you for being here.
I would like today. To say that Daniel is the best podcaster ever.
I'd like to say you're the best podcast guest ever.
Stop.
That I've had today.
But I hope this has been, this whole podcast, Songs with Friends, has been an absolutely amazing idea. And too every kind. Episode, every song on the playlist is so good. And yeah, just so fun. It's been so fun to listen to you throughout the term. And
you're too sweet.
No, it's true. Stop. It's true.
I'm going to cry.
This, yeah, I'm trying to make Daniel cry right now.
You're,
but
you're
yeah,
doing a good job.
The king of CITR.
I don't know if anyone would say that, but thank you.
Well, I would.
I appreciate that, Sam. Here's How Can I Make It Okay. This has been Songs of Friends. Have a great sunny day.
Yes.
And enjoy.